This is Money Talk.
Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money.
Guiding America on money matters for 25 years. This is Money Talk with Bob Brinker.
Greetings and salutations from the Starship Money Talk. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. It's America's money program. Coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. Money Talk is the program that helps you to learn how to become your own personal financial manager. That way, you can take charge of your financial future. That's what our program has always been all about. Everything from investing in your IRA, 401k, 403b, all of those tax-privileged goodies, to saving for all of those future goals. One of the most important, of course, putting money aside for the education of the young sprouts, the future. Now, how do you get that knowledge? You acquire it, and you build on it, and it empowers you to control your financial future. That's what it's all about, the strategies and the tools to achieve personal financial freedom for yourself and your family, so that hopefully someday, if you're not already there, you can reside in that land of critical mass and take charge of your personal financial future. That's what Money Talk is all about. And over the years on our broadcast, we've talked about municipal bonds. And there's a lot to know about municipal bonds, and I know many of our Money Talk regulars know something about municipal bonds. But for all of our Money Talk listeners, it's very important to differentiate between two categories of municipal bonds. And when we say municipal bonds, I'm speaking here of tax-exempt municipal bonds. Now, the two distinct categories of tax-exempt municipal bonds are general obligation bonds and revenue bonds. I want to talk about each separately because it's very important for an investor in municipal bonds to understand the difference between these two major tax-exempt municipal bond categories. When we talk about general obligation bonds, what are we talking about? We're talking about municipal bonds that are backed by the full faith, credit, and taxing power of a municipality. Now, when we say municipality, we might be talking about a state. We could be talking about a city. We could be talking about a school district. Generally, the municipal bonds in a school district are backed by the municipalities within that district. So you might have a school district with several municipalities in the district, and it would be those municipalities that would be standing behind the credit of those tax-exempt municipal bonds. So when we talk about a municipal bond that's backed by the full faith, credit, and taxing power of the municipality that stands behind it, then we go to the rating agencies to find out what the rating agencies, in their analysis, think of the security in terms of two aspects. A, will it be dollar good? That means, will it pay off at maturity? Will the investors get their money back? That's a big deal. And then the second aspect is, what about the interest payments? Will those interest payments be made in a timely manner? Are they dependable income vehicles? So that's what we're talking about when we talk about general obligation municipal bonds. Now we have another category, and that is revenue bonds. Now, when we talk about a revenue bond, we can be talking about a toll road. We could be talking about toll bridges. We can be talking about something like the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. We can talk about something like Bay Area Rapid Transit, known by the acronym BART, which provides transportation services in the Bay Area. We can talk about revenue bonds within that context. An example of a toll road that's been around a long time in the revenue category is the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Pennsylvania Turnpike essentially consists of a toll road, a limited access highway, running from the New Jersey-Pennsylvania border all the way west out to the area of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And this road's been around since the 1950s. So it has a long history. It also has what's called the Northeast Extension, which goes all the way up into the northeastern quadrant of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. These are all toll highways, limited access toll highways, places you can get on and off and pay your toll, but other than that, access is limited. So this type of a revenue municipal bond relates to a situation, a business model, if you will, that is entirely dependent on tolls collected. Tolls collected provide the revenue for something like a revenue bond backing a toll highway or a toll bridge for that matter. And then you have the expenses. And the expenses, of course, are a big deal because you're talking about road maintenance. You're talking about improvements to the highway over time as necessary. You're talking about paying the administration of the highway. You know, the muckety-mucks that run the highway, usually political patronage appointees, historically. And you have to cover all of that, too. And if there's not enough money there, there's nowhere to go. You have to go back to the toll collector and get more toll and raise the toll. But the more you raise the toll, the less attractive the alternative of taking your highway becomes. And that's what we talk about. And you have to analyze all of this. And again, you go back to the rating agencies, Standard & Poor's and Moody's in particular, and see what their analysts say about the business model of that revenue project. Now, also, you have airport revenue bonds. You have hospital revenue bonds. Hospital-related revenue bonds tend to be a riskier category of revenue bonds. And revenue bonds in general tend to be a riskier category than general obligation bonds. So when you're looking at municipal bonds, you want to see whether you're talking general obligation or whether you're talking revenue. And certainly you want to know what Standard & Poor's is saying about the bond and what Moody's says about the bond to get a handle on whether the bond is going to pay off, known in the business as being dollar good. I'm Bob Brinker. This is America's Money Program, Money Talk.
Money Talk.
When you're investing, you always try your best, but sometimes you make mistakes, and that's okay because you can get better. And the same goes for your credit. By enrolling in Experian Credit Works, you get all the tools and personal support you need to help you understand and manage your credit. Because credit isn't just a score, it's a skill. So start your trial today at Experian.com and be better at credit at Experian.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is the place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Franklin is part beagle and part yellow lab. He was rescued in 2010 from the streets of Los Angeles. Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg. He was malnourished and emaciated. He was also shedding excessively. The vet bills, the prescriptions became increasingly expensive, and he wasn't eating. That led me to look for other food sources for Franklin, including a raw dog food diet. I found the entire recipe, which incorporated raw meat, eggs, rice, Dynovite, and Lickochops. Shops, his omega-3 supplement on dynovite.com.
dinovite.com. 859-428-1000.
Now he's thriving. He's shedding much less. He never misses mealtime, and his coat is soft and shiny. Like that you guys are focusing on rescue dogs, I think every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynovite. 859-428-1000. Start that little pet off right. Just go to dinovite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
RTC. When your drains are clogged, your sink's backed up, your toilet's on the fritz. And when you need a plumber now, just simply call Ritz. We're master plumbers, we're really nice. We're big on service, not on price.
Call Ritz Plumbing at 888-757-RITZ. They're no rooter guys here, only full-service professional plumbers. You got a kitchen or bath problem? Need an earthquake valve installed? How about a tankless water heater? Well, Ritz Plumbing specializes in trenchless sewer repair, drain cleaning and maintenance, and yes, even rooter service, plus 12-month interest-free financing is possible. So call Ritz Plumbing, 888-757-RITZ. Ritz Plumbing, they're the real thing, only full-service professional plumbers, and here comes the clean pipe chorus. Hit it, guys.
So when you need some plumbing in California, yay, simply call Ritz. Don't flush your money away. Ritz.
Ritz Plumbing, 888-757-RITZ.
Ever talk politics around the dinner table with your kids or see them excited about American government? Well, this week on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi and Amy Solomon talk with Pat Rogan, John Estrin, and Marshall Crotty from the Constitutional Rights Foundation. Formal name, amazing teaching and discussion materials. Government can be exciting, and they're proving it. Join us Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday night at 10 here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
What are you guys doing today?
Hey, buddy, it's Dr. Drew.
And I'm Mike Applewood.
And on the next Midday Live, we will take your calls. And, Mike, this house in Victorville had a couple of dogs and a couple of kids in it or something. Is that right?
20 kids, 20 dogs.
Okay, that's insane.
20
Drew, kids
of each.
Talk about that more on the next Midday Live with Dr. Drew and Mike Applewood on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
This is Money Talk.
Bob Brinker along with you. Thank you for joining us. Money Talk On Demand information is posted up at the homepage. You can stream Money Talk on your computer and download Money Talk to your smartphone. And, of course, the investment talk is year-round. Listen to Money Talk wherever you go, whenever you like, with Money Talk On Demand, as so many do. You can sign up at bobbrinker.com right there at the Money Talk On Demand logo. Let's get Mike on the line in Rochester. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Bob. I'd like to know what you think of my pension plan. I'm trying to make a decision. I have a choice of a non-inflation adjusted annuity of $40,000 or a lump sum of $570,000.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. This $40,000 annual amount that you discuss, would that be an amount that would be indexed to inflation?
No.
Oh, that's a shame, because that makes a big difference, actually. If you take $40,000 over $570,000 principal value, you get a 7% yield. That's what we're talking about here. $40,000 divided by 570 gives you a 7% yield. So they're offering you a static, I say static, not inflation adjusted, annual return of $40,000. On the other side of the coin, they're offering you a lump sum payout of $570,000, right?
Right.
All right. So if you take that $570,000, you roll that into an IRA, you manage it yourself, and you add that money to your balance sheet, to your personal net worth. Here's the thing. What, not counting this money, what is your net worth right now?
$1.2 million.
All right. So this is a big deal. Big deal, because this would take your net worth from $1.2 million to $1.77 million. That's a big deal.
No. It's $1.2 million total if you count the lump sum.
Okay, but I said not counting the lump sum.
I'm sorry. No, then the rest of my is in the 401k at $640,000.
So you have $640,000 net worth, and you have the ability to almost double it by taking 570.
Yeah, that's basically it. You know.
Do you do you care about your net worth in terms of what you leave behind, or don't you care?
I don't care.
Okay. Well, I mean, it is a big jump, you know.
I'm 63.
Yeah, it is a big jump from 640 up to a million, right. Two. That's a big jump. Some people would care. That's why I asked you. What about the income? Do you need the income?
I guess it would be nice to have, but no, I don't. I mean, I could live if I was taking, let's say, a 4% withdrawal on a $1.2 million. That would be enough money for me to live on.
I'd be inclined to take, based on your answer, I'd be inclined to take the lump sum, add it to your net worth, have the money under your control, and take the 4% withdrawal on the entire amount, and you're good.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Great to hear from you. We are heading to the Lone Star State in Amarillo, out on I-40. Gary, welcome.
Thank you. With respect to my IRA, I've been putting money in for, about 38 years. How much of that retirement account will get hit with when I take out from my required minimum distribution?
They're going to tax that at your ordinary income tax rate, including the amount of the distribution. The tax law on IRA withdrawals from traditional IRAs is that the money is added to your ordinary income and taxed at your marginal rate.
Even the increase of beyond what I put in.
Yeah. For example, let me give you a hypothetical. Let's say over your term of contributions, you put in $100,000 over a period of years, many years, and let's say now it's worth $200,000. The money that you take out, all of the money that you take out, every penny that you take out is taxed as ordinary income. Now, in your case in Amarillo, here's what that would mean. You would include that amount of the withdrawal on your federal income tax return to be taxed at your marginal rate, federal. In the state of Texas, you would pay no income tax. Texas has none for personal income.
Yeah, that's what we like about Texas, no income tax. We pay hefty property tax.
We've heard that song before.
Well, thank you. I'm relieved.
Thanks, Gary. Yes, and for all of you that are taking advantage of traditional IRA accounts, keep that in mind. When you get to the point when you are taking money out of traditional IRA accounts, keep this in mind. The money that you take out, whether you take it out before your required minimum distribution timeline or after, all the money you take out of your traditional IRA is taxed at the federal level. It's added to your ordinary income for that year, and it's taxed at the marginal rate that applies on that income level that you have, including the money you take out of the traditional IRA. In addition to the federal tax, you are taxed in most states additionally at the state income tax level. That's going to vary on where you are. And in Texas, it's zero. There is no state income tax in Texas and a few other states as well, as we have talked over the years. Peter, it's your turn. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call, and I've been listening to you for about 20 years as well, and have called in a few times. And right now, I just have a question I'm struggling with to help as I'm trying to prepare to pay for my son's college education. And what I wanted to ask you is if you've come across the situation that I have preparing to apply to the U.S. Department of Education for their expected family contribution, the EFC number. Have you heard of that before?
Sure.
Yeah. It's kind of new to me, but anyway. So in applying for this, the high school I work at here had offered to have a seminar, and these certified college planning specialists came, and I think there are many across the country, like these, this group, and this group helps families. It's actually at no cost. Plan and to prepare for financial aid, grants, and such to help pay for college. One of the things they really focus on, though, is how they can. Their goal is to make college more affordable, less of a burden, and help prevent costly mistakes. And what they help you do is move your assets around, change the name, change the ownership. Sounds a little shady to me, but you can do that apparently. I don't know if that's legal or just an ethical issue. In order to lower your number, to make it look like you have a lower net worth, so you get a lower EFC and don't have to pay for as much of the college tuition. Wondering what your thoughts are about that, if you've heard of this before.
Well, I've not been involved in that particular line of thinking, but I will tell you this, that I have no interest in breaking rules and dealing in shady conduct or anything like that. We have zero tolerance on the broadcast for that. So I'm in agreement with you. We want to follow the rules. Now, I would recommend to you that you go to savingforcollege.com. We have had Joe Hurley on the broadcast on occasion to talk about this topic. And
right.
I would go to savingforcollege.com, where there's a lot of really good material on this topic. And see what you can find out there. That's savingforcollege.com.
Okay.
And he also has a book, The Best Way to Save for College. I'd be very careful with anything that you pick up at a seminar, because unfortunately, and it's very, very sad, I'm not talking about the seminar you went to, but unfortunately, I have heard many, many occasions where people have been basically misled, given misinformation, or in some cases sold down the river, actually, at seminar
yeah.
activities. You have to be very, very careful. Whenever you hear the word seminar, the caution flag goes up and the red flag is in your other hand, because there's a lot that can go on at a seminar that you'd be probably way better off having never attended. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
We're on the same page. We want it to be ethical. We want to be right down the middle. I would go to savingforcollege.com. See what you can find there, or in his book, Joe Hurley's book, The Best Way to Save for College. Good question, Peter, and we wish you well with that one. This is Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
Here's a free business tip. Work with people you trust. When you work with us, your business becomes our business, and we take that very seriously. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you. Learn more at usps.com/forbusiness.
I'm business analyst Jill Schlesinger with a small business success story sponsored by the U.S. Postal Service. NatureBox is a growing subscription food service that delivers curated selections of carefully sourced snack foods with simple ingredients. Founder and CEO Gautam Gupta says, "Because NatureBox snacks are free of artificial preservatives, we must rely on our shipping provider to deliver freshness to our customers. USPS plays a key role in that success." Gautam knows that when you rely on the U.S. Postal Service, your business becomes their business. The U.S. Postal Service. Priority, you.
One last tip before we go. Hire people that can help your business reach new heights. Ship with us and reach every corner of the country. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you. Learn more at usps.com/forbusiness.
Okay, here we go. Drive home promo, take one.
Hey, it's Jillian Barbary, and how do you want me to say the beginning?
On the next drive home.
Okay.
Here we go. Take two.
Coming up on the drive.
Blah, 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 blah. Take three.
Coming up on the drive home with John. I can never do these. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do it.
You're telling me.
You.
Just listen in between three and six on talk.
Can I just add that now?
Sure.
Okay.
Take whatever.
Talk radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, great job, Jill.
Ever talk politics around the dinner table with your kids or see them excited about American government? Well, this week on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi and Amy Sullivan talk with Pat Rogan, John Estrin, and Marshall Crotty from the Constitutional Rights Foundation. Formal name, amazing teaching and discussion materials. Government can be exciting, and they're proving it. Join us Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday night at 10 here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hey, you like free stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, KABC is on a mission to hook you up with tickets to the hottest concerts, comedy shows, movie premieres, theme parks, restaurants, gift cards, cash books, DVDs, hats, t-shirts, fans, money, Well, pretty much anything that we can get our hands on.
Gimme.
But before, hang on a second, before you can get your hands on these cool prizes, there are a couple of rules.
KABC on-air contests are open to legal U.S. residents age 18 or older at the time of entry who reside in Los Angeles, Orange, San Bernardino, Riverside, or Ventura counties.
Employees of Cumulus Media Holdings Incorporated, its parent company, affiliates, related entities, and subsidiaries, other radio stations serving the listening area, and immediate family members and household members of all such employees are not eligible to participate.
Listeners may only win once every 30 days. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Limit one entry per person unless otherwise stated.
A complete copy of the rules can be obtained by visiting kabc.com/contest-rules.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah! They were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Money Talk.
And on your radio across America and spanning the globe on the World Wide Web. It's America's Money Program, where it's all about the money. Bob Brinker here. Thank you for joining us. Let's get Jack on the line in Orinda. Hello, Jack.
Bob, the reason for my call is, first, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the recommendation for the I-bonds years ago. And one of the questions I had is, in relation to I-bonds and duration, is that something that we should be watching, and what is the duration of an I-bond?
Well, as far as the duration on an I-bond is concerned, you have to understand that an I-bond resets the rate of return every 6 months, depending on the rate of inflation, right?
Okay.
So I would view the I-bond as a floating rate bond. It's a floating rate bond with a treasury guarantee. In other words, it would be a AAA-rated, treasury-backed floating rate bond. And it would consist. The total return would consist of the annual total return would consist of whatever inflation payout is paid, plus the base rate. And the higher the base rate, the more attractive the bond. So that's the first point. The second point would be that I would not assign a duration to an I bond, because you have the right to redeem that bond. Brian is on the line in Illinois. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how you doing, Bob?
Doing well. What's up?
I had a question. What you thought about the max-funded tax-advantage insurance contracts, you know, life insurance that actually pay you, you know?
I'm not a fan of these products. I've generally found them to be to the advantage of the insurance company and to the disadvantage of the policyholder. I'm not a fan of universal life, whole life. I'm really a believer, a strong believer, in term life insurance. I like to look at insurance as what it's supposed to be, which is money provided to meet needs that cannot be met by, for example, a designated breadwinner. And that's where I think term life insurance provides the best value. If you want value, this is my opinion, if you want value in the world of insurance, term life insurance.
Okay, you don't think that with this is, this compared to, you know, investing in the market, this doesn't compare.
I don't think you need an insurance company to invest in the market. I think that you can invest in the market directly in a pretty nice tax privileged way too, by simply using something like the total stock market index.
Okay. All right, great. I appreciate your opinion. Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you, Brian. And of course, when you do that, you get a number of advantages. Why do I say it's a tax privileged way, even in a taxable account? Well, I'll tell you why. Because first of all, the annual cash dividend yield on the total stock market index, and you could substitute the SP 500 index for this, either one, the from a low-cost producer, from a Vanguard, from a Fidelity, from a low-cost producer that'll provide you with this kind of a fund, or you can do it through an exchange-traded fund such as the Spiders or VTI for the total stock market index. And the reason I say that it has tax privilege characteristics is this. Firstly, the cash dividend annually on those indexes is a little bit under 2%. So from a cash taxable yield basis, it's low. In addition to that, you should be able to collect that as a qualified dividend payout. And if you're collecting it as a qualified dividend payout, then you're getting tax-privileged dividend income. The other reason I say that it has characteristics of a tax-privileged holding is because the long-term capital gains, and most of the gains that are paid out over time in an index fund are long-term capital gains, the long-term capital gains are also tax-privileged because capital gains are taxed at a lower rate than ordinary income. So there you have two aspects of tax-privileged or characteristics of a tax-privileged investment by having something like a total stock market index or the S&P 500 index. And in addition to that, you're getting all of the diversification that comes with indexes like that. And, I mean, it's obviously, and I've talked about this since we went on the air on Super Bowl Sunday 1986 on the broadcast, it's a fantastic way, simple way, to invest in the stock market with a diversified portfolio. And you know what? That was just as true in 1986 as it is now. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer Investment Letter, go to bobbrinker.com and request a complimentary bank issue. Very easily done. Go to bobbrinker.com, click on the Request a Complimentary Bank Issue feature, and that's all there is to it. Everybody is welcome here on the Starship Money Talk, whether you're locked in that struggle for the legal tender or just chilling out in Margaritaville. And David is on the line in Naples. Hello, David.
Good afternoon. I want to tell you I thoroughly enjoy your program and the knowledge you share every Sunday.
Thank you, David. What's on your mind?
I heard your colloquy with the gentleman about I-bonds. Could you explain something about those? And is there a floor interest rate in addition to inflation, since we have no inflation? And is there a minimum amount that you have to invest to get into them?
You can get into them
for your program.
Thank you, David. You can get into I-bonds for as little as $25. You can purchase electronic I-bonds for as little as $25. There's a great website, savingsbonds.com. .gov, savingsbonds.gov. Go to the I-bond section and learn all about it. You can purchase for as little as $25, and there is a minimum on the base rate. The minimum on the base rate is zero, and right now you're not far away from that minimum.
Exactly.
In addition to the base rate, of course, you get the consumer price index pay through, whatever that turns out to be. It's updated every 6 months, and one of the nice things about the I-bonds, you can defer the taxation on that interest income all the way out to the maturity on the bond if you elect to. So that's another item as well. Appreciate the call, David, and thanks for the nice comments. Let's get out to Cactus Land in Tucson. Jim, welcome.
Yeah, Bob, I don't know if you've talked about this before, but I was presented an opportunity for bridge loan. So I came into a lump sum amount of money from a pension cash out. I decided to take a lump sum cash out, and I became aware of a bridge loan opportunity through another advisor on the radio. So I called when I found out about it, and because of the amount of money that I have in the pension, $100K plus, they said I could be accredited. So they sent me the whole portfolio. They explained it. They used the word guaranteed, 8% return year over year, minimum 18 months investment. I don't know if you've talked about these before, but I'd like to hear your opinion on them.
I'll give you my opinion of anybody who tells me that they're going to guarantee me an 8% return. Are you sitting down?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Anybody in this today, in today's zero interest rate world, let me tell you what. Anybody that guarantees me an 8% rate of return, I'm going to run as fast as I can in the other direction, because if that isn't a shark attack, then what is?
Well, Bob, let me put that. I had the same opinion, but let me put it in context for you. These are properties, commercial properties, so they're going to pay amount of money regardless for additions, expansion. So their interest rates are going to be in the 14 to 12% if they go to the commercial banks. So that is how they're able to and use the word guarantee, because they offer this through private equity to. You get them a better rate. So I understand that concept. So if you have a rental property, you're not going to get the 3.5%, 4% rates. It's going to be about double that rate. So that's where I think it's legitimate on the 8%, because it is a commercial loan. So that's my take on it.
Jim, I have to tell you what. Not only would I have no interest in this, but I would assume that anybody goes into something like this is taking a very, very high degree of a risk that they're probably not aware of.
Well, they say you're in first position, so you're considered you're in first position on the property.
Jim, are you trying to sell me this, or what are you trying to do? I've told you what I think. I told you what I think. I very clearly told you what I think. Are you trying to sell this to me?
No, I want to hear your counterpoints.
I want nothing to do with this, because when people guarantee you an 8% return in a zero interest rate world, it makes no sense at all.
Okay, Bob, I called for your opinion. I got it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. Now let me ask our listeners, who's going to pay 14% for the money to make an improvement on a house in a zero interest rate world? It makes no sense. I mean, I know people are out there with all kinds of schemes, trying to sell things. I hear them too, but I don't give them any money. It's America's Money Program, Money Talk.
Money Talk.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dynavite and Lico Chops. His omega-3 supplement on Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com. I've got my ground beef, the Dynavite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm business analyst Jill Schlesinger with a small business success story sponsored by the U.S. Postal Service. Stitch Fix offers clothing and accessories for women on the go, selected by personal stylists and delivered right to your door. Chief Operating Officer Julie Bornstein says, "Our entire business is centered on making shopping more convenient, so it was vital to select a shipping provider that could provide that level of service." Julie knows that when you rely on the U.S. Postal Service, your business becomes their business. The U.S. Postal Service, priority you.
Why should you trust in the U.S. Postal Service to deliver for your business? Because when you ship with us, your business becomes our business. Whether you have 3 employees or 300, you'll have a nationwide fleet of delivery trucks working for you. We make more e-commerce deliveries to homes than anyone else in the country. See what we can do for you at usps.com/4business. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with 4 legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dinovite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dinovite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Money Talk.
It's a Mortgage Money Program, Money Talk. Money Talk is the program that helps you to learn how to become your own personal financial manager. That way, you can take charge of your financial future. That's what our program has always been all about. Let's get Jerry on the line in Spokane. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Bob.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. Due to a sale of a house and some returns on loans, have $300,000 that's loose, and it's presently sitting until I get something decided in a money market at less than 1%. And I wonder if you have any recommendations. And I don't need the money now. But
well, I think you would. I think you would have to integrate this money into your overall investment approach. What is your overall investment approach?
We presently have $300,000 in mutual funds and mutual funds and other type of funds that are presently earning 3.5% to 4.5%. We do have retirements, so we really don't need that particular money. It'll probably wind up going to the grandchildren.
You mean you have retirement income? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you have $300,000 in your portfolio right now. Out of that portfolio, What percentage is in the stock market? What percentage is in the bond market?
None in the stock market, none in the bond market, except I know that my mutual funds obviously are from there, but it's like a USAA type of thing. And
what is in those? What I meant was, what types of securities are in those funds, stocks or bonds?
Stocks and a little bit of bond.
So would you say it's almost entirely in the stock market?
No, absolutely not.
What percentage would you say is in the stock market?
Probably 20%.
And what percentage is in the bond market?
The other 80.
Okay.
Very conservative.
Okay. Well, and you're satisfied with this. You don't need any additional risk in your life, that's for sure. I mean, you could consider the possibility, if you're happy with these funds, you could consider the possibility of maintaining the allocation that you have now, but simply adding the monies to the funds. One thing I'd be cautious about, though, the 80% that is in the bond funds, what's the average duration on that money?
No, I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. I'm sorry to hear that. What I would do is I would check to see what the average duration is on the 80% of your money that is in those bond funds, because as long as rates are down, it's fine. But if we get to a point where rates begin to normalize, you will see some depreciation in the net asset value if you have intermediate to long-term duration on those funds. That's why I mention it. Let's get Brian on the line. Brian is in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Bob. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I was just wanting to call and impart a little bit of information I found out through years in regards to the gentleman by the name of Jim called about that bridge loan with a guaranteed 8%. To the best of my knowledge, he, in fact, would not be the first person or a first to be paid back if there was a default. It would, in fact, be in the tax lien on the property. And subsequently, there are others that would be ahead of him.
Yeah.
So just to help him out and kind of, you know, let him know that he needs to do a little bit more investigating before he does something quite
well,
as risky as that.
I appreciate your calling, Brian. I did my best. I don't know whether I was getting through or not. I know I won't be giving any money to that bridge loan salesperson, but whether that caller does or not, I hope not.
And I appreciate it, because if there's not somebody out there to give perspective on this, to actually lend a helping hand and encourage investors to research diligently, then all we're doing is giving these sharks more and more advantages against us.
Well said, Brian.
Thank you, Bob.
Appreciate the call. Dave's on the line listening to the great KNUS Radio Denver. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. Welcome.
Hey, Bob, really enjoy your show. I was hoping that you could point my wife and I in a direction to find a someone who's an expert in advising us on when to take Social Security. We're trying to plan for our retirement. There's 8 years difference in our ages. I'm 62 and she's 54. And we get these things in the mail from, you know, different brokers or insurance people claiming to come to a free lunch and learn about when to claim Social Security. But listening to you for these years, you know, I think that's a shark bait. And would just like to know who you would recommend or where we could go and, you know, pay somebody for an hour of their time to fully understand, you know, the when to take Social Security.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Dave, because for me, the red flag, the shark flag, the red flag on sharks goes up. When I hear somebody, I don't care where they are. I don't even care if they're on the radio. When I hear somebody say, come to my seminar, come to my seminar, or call my office. As soon as I hear call my office or come to my seminar, the red shark flag goes up. And I think that's the only way. You have to be cynical about this stuff, because the sharks right now, the sharks are running the ship, let's face it. I mean, they're out there. They're everywhere. They're coming out of the woodwork these days. As far as when to take Social Security, I don't think you have to go to anybody's seminar to find that out. I think you just have to know how long are you going to live. So how long will you live?
Yeah, if only we knew that.
I will tell you this. If you postpone it to age 70 to get the max, then you're going to have to live to about 80 to 82 to break even. That I can tell you. Yeah.
Yeah, we expect that. But when I claim, when my wife claims spousal benefits, and, you know, we've heard different things about the fact that she, you know, may be limited then when she goes to claim hers. And I guess we just like to sit down and talk to somebody.
Well, you can do that. You can do that. Just don't give them your checkbook. But what I'm saying, I don't think it's necessary, but what I'm saying here is that the key variable in making the decision on when to take Social Security is your date of death. That's the
right.
key variable. So let's not deny that. Now, the second part of it is that if you wait till age 70 to take it, to take the max, you have to live to roughly 80 to 82 to break even.
And we're both in great health, and we would expect to do that.
You don't play on the train tracks, I hope?
No, not lately.
So I think bottom line on all of this is date of death is the critical variable. If you can figure that out, you win the game. Second of all, if you're willing to wait until age 80 to 82 to break even, then you can wait out to age 70 if you don't need the income earlier in order to max out. As far as to go to some lunch to talk about Social Security, as long as you keep your wallet at home and your checkbook at home, that's a personal decision. It is America's Money Program, Money Talk.